Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about planning. When you're disabled and you're struggling, it's hard to plan for things because you really don't know what to do, how to do it, where to go. Like, can I even do this? So that's why we explore first so other people can start planning. You can start planning your trip correctly where it gives you less headache, less stress, less anger and hatred towards other people, to like other companies. You can sit, figure out where you need to go, how to do it, and then enjoy it. For example, a lot of people want to go on Carnival cruises or any cruise in general. And you have to understand, like, every single cruise works differently. For example, Viking Cruise Lines, if you're disabled and you cannot walk and step onto the boat, you cannot go on Viking cruises. The doorways are too narrow to fit a wheelchair down, and they don't allow you to. It's a foreign company, and they are allowed to discriminate, and it's a private corporation, so they're allowed to do that. They don't have to be ADA compliant. Where Carnival and the other one, I can't think of it, the name of it, I apologize, they're a little more ADA accessible. With Carnival Cruises, they've told me, you call them directly. You get to have your own butler, basically, or your own guide. And so you don't want to order online. You don't really want to order any other way through another agency, because they're not going to take care of you the way Carnival Cruise Line will. Because when you order it through them, you're guaranteed your spot. You're guaranteed your room. There is no negotiation. There's no nothing. Like, that's your room. That's where you're going. And they know you're coming ahead of time, so they can plan accordingly. You can plan accordingly. And you can base it upon what you want to do. So let's say that you are in a wheelchair and you want to go on the cruise line. They have motorized wheelchairs there you can use. They have Hoyer lifts there you can use. Now, a Hoyer lift is someone where someone is a quadriplegic and you have to lift them up in out of the wheelchair and then place them down on the bed. And then do that again in the morning. Lift them up out of the wheelchair and place them in bed. And place them in the wheelchair. Not a lot of cruises even have that. And you can get one there. You don't have to bring your own. They have other supplies that you may need if you're disabled, if you can't breathe, if you can't walk, if you stumble, whatever you need, they have it. Because they know how to take care of people who are disabled. They don't want to discriminate. They'll even go and tell you what cruise lines works better for you. Because see, this is the part that I like about them. They're very like, yes, we are not perfect yet. We're going to be perfect in a little bit, but we're not there right now. So don't go into any fresh water. That means any rivers, any streams, estuaries. Stay away from going up into fresh water, because they're not going to be as ADA compliant as the ones that go in the ocean. Because they're older boats and they're not built for that, and they're slowly getting rid of them one by one, or redesigning them so that way they can be ADA compliant by putting, you know, chairlifts in for people that want to go in the pool, and making ramps very like very inclining and declining, so you can just wheelchair right into the water, which is probably the best for people. It's all these little steps that you people are taking step by step to building what they need to build. So if they're building an idea of like, hey, I want to go to this on this trip and I'm suffering from this amount of disabilities, Carnival's working with them piece by piece to make sure that they give everything they need to have a very pleasant and loving time on the cruise line. They have PPE for your ears, for your eyes. They have different ways to communicate with menus, and you know, they can talk to you. They'll read the menu back to you. Like, very taking the time that these people need to make sure they smile and enjoy their life and not worry about, oh, did I book it right? Did I do this right? Did I plan this right? So when we go out and explore, then you can come back and look at all of our information and saying, man, I can make a good plan now. I can do this. I can do that. And the ideas keep churning in your head of someone who didn't have any hope, didn't have any reality, didn't have any other feeling that they could actually do something. Now we're making it possible for them to dream again. It's amazing the response that I get back when they can start planning their own trips, planning their own car time. They can plan venues and events, and they can go see artists and entertainers. They can be creative. There's an endless list of things that people that are homeless, people with Alzheimer's, people that that suffer from other disabilities that are so hindering to them, they can't even get out of bed half the day. Now they don't have to worry about a lot of these things that they're already worried about the night before. They can be at peace and sleep good because they'll need their energy to enjoy life, enjoy what they're doing. The planning part and how we draw up everything and create everything comes from the business themselves. So as we're going through the motions of like exploring, the plan for them